Well, Archbishop Vigano has released yet another interview with Marco Tassotti. It's absolutely excellent. Archbishop Vigano keeps getting better and better. And this time he does two things chiefly. The first is he connects the trouble in America with what we call fake Catholics. He identifies this as Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, etc. I'll go into that. The second thing he does, he does three things. So the second thing he does is he connects the sexual revolution and the Marxist takeover of Western societies, in particular the United States of America, with the Second Vatican Council. Now, you may or may not agree with that. It's a very controversial statement, but Archbishop Vigano does, in fact, affirm that in his recent interview with Tassotti. And then the third thing that Archbishop Vigano does towards the end is he seems to subtly predict, wish for, affirm. It's not quite clear, but he does seem to indicate that God Almighty, with his right hand, quoting Psalm 117, will grasp and secure the election of President Donald Trump as the next president of the United States of America when the election happens in November on the 3rd of 2020. So lots of explosive claims and remarks in this recent interview. So I'm going to open us up with the prayer. We'll pray the Pater Noster, the Our Father, and then we'll jump into it. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen Tuum, adveniat regnum Tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Almighty God, please bless and protect His Excellency Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, everybody, welcome. We are live, and if you'd like to be notified of these live streams that I do, please hit the subscribe button and click the notification bell or icon that's next to it. That way you'll be notified every time I do go live on these breaking stories like these with Archbishop Vigano. And while you're at it, please give this video a like, a thumbs up, and share it on Twitter and Facebook. I've been saying now for about 3 weeks that my channel is restricted. Less and less things are recommended, shared, etc. within the YouTube matrix. So the way that we work around, the way that you can help me is if you just go outside that system, outside that algorithm, and just share the video on Twitter and Facebook, and that brings your family and friends to watch it. So please, best thing you can do for me is please share this video. Okay, Archbishop Vigano, I'm going to break this up into a few videos. There's so much here. I thought, well, if I go through the entire Marco Tassotti interview, which is about, I mean, if we went through it and read it, it would probably take me about 25 minutes to read. It's pretty long, covers a lot of stuff. There's no way I could really do it in a video under 3 hours, and that's a bit much. So I'm going to break it into some bite-sized pieces. Today I'm going to cover the very last several paragraphs. So instead of starting at the beginning, I'm going to start at the end, because it's at the end in which Vigano praises President Donald Trump and seems to indicate that Donald Trump will in fact win the re-election to be president of the United States for 4 more years. So that's, I think, one of the most, that's the most interesting part of the entire interview. So I'm going to begin at the end. So we're going to get dessert today before we have dinner, before our supper. Our moms wouldn't like that. But I think it's a good place to start. And then from there, I'll do a few other videos. And then on Wednesday of this week, I've invited Matt Gaspers. He and I do a lot of the Vigano analysis together. And so Matt will be here on Wednesday, and we'll go over sort of the, give you a global analysis of what's going on there, especially the Vatican II stuff and the hermeneutic of continuity and the John Paul II thing, and the Benedict XVI thing, all that kind of stuff. Gaspers and I will handle, God willing, on Wednesday. Okay, well, let's go to the end. Everybody gets to have dessert. You get your pudding today before you have your meat. The end of this interview with Marco Tassotti and Archbishop Vigano. The final question that Tassotti asked Vigano is a juicy one. He says, quote, George Soros and others are trying to pressure Mark Zuckerberg into limiting the pro-life presence and activity on Facebook. The choice of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in these maneuvers to limit those who defend life, what kind of global scenario do they lead to? End quote. That's the juicy question that leads Carlo Maria Vigano, His Excellency, to talk about American politics and to talk about President Trump. I want to emphasize with you, because I assume you know this, but perhaps you don't, there is a global techno plot scheme to restrict pro-life voices. Just me saying that in this video is going to discredit this video in the eyes of streaming platforms such as Facebook and YouTube. You've seen me more and more streaming on Periscope, and I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket. And I'd invite you on your phone to download. I'm actually streaming right now on Periscope. Hello to all the Periscope people. This is streaming on Facebook Live. It's also streaming on Google YouTube Live. But hello to all the Periscope people. I'd encourage you to download the Periscope app. It's a way of streaming through Twitter, but it's a really great interface. It's just for videos like the kind of videos I do, and it's sort of a workaround with YouTube. But we are seeing, those of us that make content online, we are starting to see restrictions. And I've noticed it ever since I came on for Catholics for Trump, onto the Trump campaign, officially on the advisory board for Catholics for Trump. And I think also just in general, as we get closer in these last couple months up to the election date, we're starting to see Zuckerberg and others clamp down on certain voices. This is why I'm always asking you, can you please share the video on Facebook, on Twitter? Because when you share it, it gets repeated and it gets put out there. If you don't do anything, you just rely on Facebook or Twitter or Google, YouTube to somehow promote the messages that we're making, and that doesn't work anymore. It actually takes the manual labor of sharing manually through a click on the share. So the question that Marco Tassotti brings to Vigano, it includes George Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, Kamala Harris, Biden, etc. And he says, what kind of global scenario do they lead to? And Vigano answers initially, the gospel spread through the world thanks to the preaching of the apostles and the witnesses of the martyrs and the confessors of the faith. Likewise, the anti-gospel of the synagogue of Satan is spreading because of the preaching of the children of darkness, the testimony of public figures, celebrities and entertainers, and self-styled philanthropists. He's thinking George Soros here. So this is interesting. You have, remember, when you're understanding Vigano, he believes in a church and an anti-church, a gospel and an anti-gospel. That's the way Vigano usually posits what he's saying. He does that again here. But instead of having the apostles and the martyrs who preach the gospel in the real church, in the anti-church, their false gospel is preached by celebrities, entertainers, philanthropists, etc. So we are called to be confessors, witnesses, even martyrs for the message of Jesus, because the people who are against us are in overtime right now preaching their false gospel, a pseudo gospel. Vigano then says, in the end, what's left is always a division into two camps. On one side, the good, and on the other, the wicked. In the biblical war between good and evil. And if at one time our saints destroyed idols and pagan temples, leaving no room for the devil worshipers, today it is inevitable that the followers of groupthink will unite to desecrate and destroy churches, tear down crosses and statues of saints, and erase all memory of faith in Christ. If you watch the Taylor Marshall podcast, I am trying to cover all the desecrations of the churches, the desecration of the statues of our saints, the beheading of the statues of Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Theotokos, the desecration of hosts, the Eucharist. Vigano is aware of all these things. Vigano then says, in days gone by, forbidden books were censored in order to protect the simple ones whose souls would be poisoned by them. Today, what is good is censored because evil does not tolerate it. So yes, if Father James Altman puts out good videos that feed the souls of the faithful, excites their hearts on fire to serve Jesus Christ, to go closer to the sacraments, to put away vice, sexual immorality, to go to confession more often. If Father James Altman does that, he gets silenced. Other great priests, I could name them, Father Richard Heilman, Father Mark Goring, Father Nolan of the Fraternity of St. Peter, who was also silenced a week and a half ago. These are the good guys. And they are often, not all of them, but in certain ways they are muzzled, depending on the bishop, depending on the diocese. And these guys are telling us the same things you hear here. Pray the rosary. Go to the traditional Latin mass. Go to reverent liturgy. Catechize your kids with the old catechisms. Love your neighbor. Feed the poor. Clothe the naked. Donate to pro-life causes. Vote pro-life. Be good Catholics. Love your spouses. Don't contracept. Don't have abortions. Cherish infants and babies and your children. Don't masturbate. Don't look at pornography. This is the message. And Vigano says, and sadly, the people who are saying these things are the ones who are throttled on YouTube. These are the people who are censored. These are the people who are called into their bishop's office and say, you know, you're being a little political. I don't like that, so stop doing that. Or with Father James Altman, and please go watch my interview with Father James Altman on Friday. It's awesome. Not because of me, but because of him. It is awesome. It's one of the best interviews I've ever done, Father James Altman, last Friday. It's just called Father James Altman Interview of Taylor Marshall. Watch it after this video. It's fantastic. His bishop, I think it's Callahan, says, well, I just don't like your manner and tone. But factually, it's correct. And yet, he can't stream his sermons anymore. There are hundreds of thousands of Catholics who can't get to the sacraments, can't get to Mass, can't hear a good sermon. Here's finally a good priest, Father James Altman, streaming sermons. And his bishop says, can't do that anymore. I don't really like your manner and your tone. This is what we're up against. And isn't it amazing that before Vatican II, stopped at Vatican II, but or thereafter a little bit, but before Vatican II, the church had an index of forbidden books, and they said, don't read these books. These books, if you read them, they can cause spiritual cancer in your soul. You could spiritually die. Simple people can be confused and led into the gates of hell by reading these books. So don't read these books. So the church used to have measures. Remember, I always talk about filters. Your pool has filters to keep your pool crystal clear and safe so you don't get sick and it looks nice. The church has filters. And when the filters get removed or broken or torn, what happens when the filters don't work? You get infiltration. Infiltration means bad stuff gets past the filters. If you have a filter in your house, which you should, to block all pornography and evil websites, I recommend Covenant Eyes. But something gets through that filter, your house just got infiltrated, infiltration. So what we've experienced now are bad books, bad movies, bad entertainers, bad celebrities, bad messages, bad radio shows, bad music. That's all in the world. And then on the inside, we got bad priests, bad nuns, bad religious, bad catechists, bad bishops, bad cardinals, dare I even say bad popes, censoring the good and promoting the evil. If you like this video, please hit thumbs up. Vigano then says, allow me to recall the words of President Trump at the end of the recent Republican National Convention. Time out. Wow, Archbishop Vigano is watching from wherever he is in the world. He's watching the American Republican National Convention. How cool is that? Why does Vigano do this? It's because he was the nuncio from the Vatican to the United States of America. He was commissioned by Pope Benedict XVI to be the ambassador, the nuncio to America. That's his vocation. I'm out of focus. My camera went out of focus. I got to do this kind of stuff. All right, that's back in focus. It's an autofocus. Sometimes if I put my hands up, the focus gets out. President Trump says, this is Vigano quoting Trump, our opponents say that redemption for you can only come from giving power to them. This is Marxism, communism. This is a powerful moment in President Trump's speech. Our opponents, that is Biden and Kamala and the Democrats and the Marxist socialists, they say that you can only get redemption if you give power to them. In other words, surrender your rights, surrender your freedoms that you enjoy, and we will provide you redemption. That's called Marxism. That's what Karl Marx taught. The entire society of individuals, I hate that word individuals, we're persons. All the individuals hand over everything to the state, and the state is supposed to redeem them and make everything great. Shangri-La on earth. Give us all your property. Give us your children. Give us your wives. Give us your home. Give us your factories. Give us your communities. Give us your farms. Give us everything, says Lenin and Stalin and Marx and Mao, and we will redeem you. We will create Shangri-La on earth. Archbishop Vigano denies that. And then he goes on to say, this redemption consists in denying God's sovereign rights over individuals, societies, nations, and replacing the gentle yoke of Christ with the odious tyranny of Satan. And it is, to all intents and purposes, a reversal of the redemption of the slave, which the Savior accomplished on the wood of the cross. So let us not be fooled by the mellifluous words of those who usurp the biblical metaphor of the children of light and the children of darkness to establish the kingdom of Lucifer. Awesome. He uses the word mellifluous. That's a Latin word. It means flowing with honey. Flowing with honey. I believe St. Bernard of Clairvaux is the mellifluous doctor. Might be wrong on that. Anyway, it's a beautiful word. Latinate. Everybody got to learn Latin. Go learn Latin. He goes on to say, the darkness and chaos we see in American cities are the fruit of the same ideology that approves of postnatal abortion and homosexual marriage, just as the backers of the BLM and Antifa movements are precisely the Democrats and the, quote, philanthropic foundations that furiously oppose Trump's reelection. Wow, Vigano knows what's going on in America. He knows all the names, all the acronyms, what's going on in the American cities. All these things Archbishop Vigano knows about. And he knows how they, quote, furiously oppose Trump's election. I'm going to tell you right now, the fact that I said these words in this video: postnatal abortion, homosexual marriage, BLM, Antifa, Democrats, Trump's re-election. Those are the signal words that cancel people like me and you. When I make a video and I say those words, I put myself at risk. When you do that, you know you put yourself at risk. This is part of our cancel culture. And that's why I say, hey, help us out who are saying these things, and please like the videos, and please, most importantly, work around the algorithms and share these videos, or they just won't be seen. They won't get out there. Now, I'm going to go to the part that I promised at the very beginning of the video, and that is the very last two paragraphs. So he talks about how we should not be afraid. This is something that Saint Gabriel told the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's repeated in the Old Testament. It's repeated in the New Testament. We are reminded that John Paul II used to repeat it frequently. He says, do not be afraid to welcome Christ. Oh, this is John Paul II's words. He says, do not be afraid to welcome Christ and accept his power. Help the Pope and all those who wish to serve Christ, and with Christ's power to serve the human person and the whole of mankind. Do not be afraid. Open wide the doors of Christ. To his saving power, open the boundaries of states, economic, and political systems to vast fields of culture, civilization, development. Do not be afraid. Christ knows what's in man. He alone knows it. Today's, and this is Vigano, today's saving power is replaced by the voice of creation, which admonishes us to return to our rightful place in the created natural order. The redeeming passion of our Lord is replaced by the groan of creation, and the scourges of divine justice by the wrath of Mother Earth, that is, of the Pachamama. This is Vigano putting in a criticism of Pope Francis, who he calls Bergoglio. He says, what's happened is we've replaced the wood of the cross, the passion on the wood of the cross, the redemption of Jesus Christ, with salvation, the groan of creation. He says, we have taken the redemption of Christ on the cross, and we have replaced it with the groan of creation, the groan of Mother Earth. And another word for Mother Earth is Pachamama. These are these idols that Pope Francis placed in St. Peter that I'm so against and you are against as well, because the first commandment of the Ten Commandments, you shall have no other gods before me. And then, which is interesting here, I mean, this is really interesting. Vigano ends, this is the last paragraph, he ends his interview by giving a Trump quote. So he kind of does a little sandwich here. The top piece of bread is a JP2 quote, John Paul II, and then in the middle is a Pope Francis quote, and then again, there's a President Trump quote. So John Paul II, Francis, Trump. That's the sequence of how he arranges the grand finale of this interview. And here's the very last paragraph, and this is the boom one. This is the fireworks. This is the Trump's probably going to win paragraph. Ready? President Trump stated, our opponents say that redemption for you can only come from giving power to them. But in this country, says Donald Trump, we don't turn to career politicians for salvation. In America, we don't turn to government to restore our souls. We put our faith in Almighty God, end quote. Vigano then says, after quoting that, Vigano says, I believe that this faith in God, which clearly must be matched by a consistency of Christian life and witness, will also confirm in the 2020 U.S. presidential election that the Lord's right hand has done mighty things, as Psalm 117 reminds us. The end. So, what does that mean here at the end? I believe that this faith in God, and which will be matched by a consistency of Christian life and witness, will also confirm in the 2020 U.S. presidential election that the Lord's right hand has done mighty things. In sacred scripture, especially in the Old Testament, the Lord's right hand is the Lord's right hand in battle. It's what he achieves for the people of Israel. And then, of course, in the New Testament, we learn that our Lord Jesus Christ ascends to the right hand of the Father. So we learn that the Word of God, the eternal Logos, is that operating power of the eternal Father, the right hand of the power and of the glory of the Father. So here, Archbishop Vigano is seeming to indicate that if the faith in God that Donald Trump proclaimed, saying we don't put our trust in princes, which is the biblical way of saying it. He says we don't put our trust in career politicians for salvation. We don't even put it in government. Rather, we put our faith in Almighty God. If that is matched with the consistency of Christian life and witness, then the Lord's right hand will capture the victory. May it be. May it be. We in America and even the entire world, the globe, we are in a world, literally, a world of trouble if Biden and Kamala Harris take up the most powerful office, secular office, in the world. We are in a world of hurt. So let us pray that although he is not a saint, he is not a Catholic, he is not a moral authority, Donald Trump, but he is the best option, and he is the one saying, let us turn to Christ, let us turn to the Bible, and let us turn to Almighty God, not to more government and not to more politicians. That's a message that's better than the one being preached by Joe Biden, a fake Catholic, and Kamala Harris, who wants men who are members of the Knights of Columbus to be disqualified for public office. So thank you, Your Excellency, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. I will be doing some more videos on this important interview. I just wanted to give you the dessert first, the sweetness first of Archbishop Vigano's encouragement and his hope towards President Trump and the re-election in 2020. We'll close in our prayer. And again, I would ask you, if you like this video, please like it. Please subscribe. If you're new, you can hit the bell and be notified. That's really the most, that's the whole point of subscribing. If you subscribe and don't hit the bell, I don't know what that does for you. You should hit the bell. And then share this video. Work around the algorithms. Work around the cancel culture. All right. We are going to pray the Ave Maria and the Gloria Patri. And we're going to pray them for, I'm going to pray those for President Donald Trump. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et at hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God bless America. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, everybody, thanks so much for watching. And remember, and I know Archbishop Vigano would agree with this, because just last week we had the rosary to kick off the 54-day novena with Archbishop Vigano, myself, Michael Matt, and John Henry Weston. I know for a fact, 100%, that Archbishop Vigano is an apostle of the rosary and loves the rosary and prays the rosary. And he would say with me, if you don't pray the rosary every day, you are not on the team. Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary of Nazareth, asked us to pray the rosary every day. So pray the rosary. Today's Monday, it's Joyful Mysteries. If you haven't done it yet, pray the rosary or you're not on the team. We need you at our side holding a weapon so we can win the battle by the Lord's right hand. Think about this. Who is at the right hand of God the Father, according to the Apostles' Creed? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Who's at the right hand of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Blessed Virgin Mary. We learn that from the Psalms, we learn that from tradition, and from the mystics. All right, well, pray the rosary every week, and remember our Lord Jesus Christ said you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth, so go out there and be salty. God bless.